not only is that seed going to be helping people, okay, so storage unit, providing safe storage for people who don't have a place for their things, it feels really good to me. The second thing is with multifamily is providing safe, luxurious housing for families. Very important to me. And oh my gosh, the third thing with trash, it's like, you know, I haven't really come up with a mission behind that, but it's like, I know my money's going to grow there and it's pretty recession proof. Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Hello, Mommy Millionaires. I'm bringing to you a fun question today that was posed by Mommy Millionaire strategist Jasmine. She had a really good question, and I want you guys all to really take notes here. This is going to be powerful for you because I normally only teach this kind of stuff inside of M3. Those are like my OGs, my inner circle that I tell everything to, and I'm constantly bringing them deals and just pouring life into them. But I'm actually going to share it with all of you on the podcast today. So Jasmine asked, what is the number one investment that you and Chase decided to go all in on? Because I was sharing on a previous podcast that, you know, we decreased our expenses in half because we're going all in on investing. And so I'm really excited to answer this question because it's not going to be what you think it is. And it's not only one thing. And this is where I want to point out, I really believe the more I've been studying the Bible, I mean, I have been in the Word hours a day because I'm like, I just want to be like Jesus, okay? I want to make him proud of me. Like at the end of my life, I want to go to heaven and I want him to say, well done, good and faithful servant. You did good in all areas of your life because I feel like I've done bad. You know, I've done a lot of bad in my life and I've got like a lot of work to do. I mean, I know I've done good things, but I believe we need to scatter our seed. That means I'm not going all in on one thing because in the past, that's actually what we have done. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but for me, I feel like this is what God is teaching me is to scatter. We would literally go broke and I would tell people like, we're going broke. We're going all in. We're putting multiple six figures into this deal. And what that fed was like the adrenaline junkie in me. It was kind of like a gambling thing, right? Where it's like, let's see if it works. And like, it's easy for me to make money. So let's see if this goes. And well, it almost made us lose almost close to $1 million. Okay. In investments, having that mindset. Now, thankfully, some of those ones where we went broke all in on have worked out. Okay. So it hasn't all been a loss, but in the future going forward to give myself more freedom, more peace and joy, he's like, scatter your seed. And so you guys can read about that. If you just open your Bible, like go to your Bible app and put in the word seed and you will see there are a ton of verses around seeds. But I'm really wanting to be that Proverbs 31 woman. And I want you guys to think about Proverbs 31, 16. I'm on my phone, so I can't read the whole entire thing. But how it goes is it's she considers a field before she buys it or accepts it. With profits, she invests more. And so we're going into this next season of our life considering a lot more. And saying, what is going to be the best way to multiply this money and to then invest it into even more things? So a few things we're doing. We're doing storage units. And if you were at all interested in storage units and you have at least $25,000 to invest, reach out to me. Okay. I have several deals that I can get you in front of. And they're not my own personal deals, but they're some of my friends. So storage units. The next thing is waste management. We're investing in that because this is the other thing. It's like, what is the most unsexy business? Okay. Storage units, There's nothing cute about storage units. Let's just be real. There is nothing cute about trash, but everybody has trash. And then the next thing is multifamily real estate. And those are all three types of industries that we're putting our seed into. Not only is that seed going to be helping people, okay? So storage unit, providing safe storage for people who don't have a place for their things. It feels really good to me. The second thing is with multifamily is providing safe, luxurious housing for families. Very important to me. And oh my gosh, the third thing with trash, it's like, you know, I haven't really come up with a mission behind that, but it's like, I know my money's going to grow there and it's pretty recession proof. It's a safe place for that seed to grow and there to become a harvest. So write that down, Proverbs 31:16. It's like, consider the field and with the profits you invest more. So hopefully that kind of answers your question, Jazzy, on where we're headed. Is that the only thing we're investing in? No, we continue to invest into corporations, startups that we believe in. Most of those, you know, it takes at least a $50,000 minimum investment to get in on some of those deals. But that's really a long-term play. The thing I like about storage units is you're going to start getting that monthly cash flow. And in about 5 years, you're going to probably have doubled your investment. With multifamily, you know, you're looking at a 6 to 8% return on your money annually. And then, you know, depending on if we hold that or sell in the future, it's going to appreciate over time. Okay. Waste management is a long-term play. That is a legacy play for us, for our children. You know, when I think about it, Cooper is about to be 18. Like literally in 6 years, this kid's going to be 18. That's going to fly by. It is so important for me to have him have so many legs up so he could just live out God's purpose for his life and not have to be in like how mommy and daddy had to work. Like that's legit. Like that's so important to me. So yeah, I geek out on all this stuff, you guys. And I talk about so much of this inside of M3 with my private clients. So thank you so much for listening into the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Make sure to leave a review of the show if you haven't yet, or share this with a friend that could maybe feel more inspiration and have a better understanding of what wealth creation looks like. Thanks so much. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.